Welcome to the Carol Reitberger Show, where each week you'll hear a new topic dealing with health and wellness. Carol will be taking your calls and answering your personal questions. And now, here's Carol.
Welcome and thanks for joining me today. I'm your host, medical intuitive Carol Reitberger, and today I have a very special show. Now, I know I say that a lot when I start my shows, but today I have a very special show with a very special guest who's going to be sharing his journey as a psychic medium and how the other side uses language that isn't limited by words. My special guest today is world-renowned psychic medium John Holland, and he's the author of a brand new book, The Spirit Whispers. Let's do this again. The Spirit Whisper, Chronicles of a Medium. John is a friend of mine and someone that I'm going to share the story how we got to meet each other, but very, very excited to have him on the show. Now, if you've ever had any questions that you would like to ask a medium about the other side or a loved one, John's going to be willing to take your calls today. So throughout the whole show, I'm going to be taking your calls. John will. We're going to be answering your questions, so you can call us at 877-230-3062. That number is good in U.S. and Canada, and then also international callers, same number, just to add your international calling code. That is 877-230-3062. So give us a buzz and a wonderful opportunity for you to speak with John, and a rare opportunity to be able to do that. So John and I are going to be talking also about an event that we're going to be doing. We'll be touching a little bit on the things we're going to be covering, but John and I would like to invite you to this event. It's called Finding Your Way, Intuitive Messages for the Mind, Body, and Spirit. It's in Andover, Massachusetts, April 9th. It's going to be a full-day event. We're going to be joined by Lauren Rainbow. Lauren's going to be talking about how does your mind send you the messages so you can tap into your inner guidance to be able to find your way. Then what John's going to be doing is sharing all of his skills, working with the spirit guides, how they communicate with us, and how you can also use the messages that all of your spirit guides and those who have crossed on the other side are over there cheering you on, so you'll be able to tap into your inner guidance. And then what I'll be doing is I'll be touching it from the physical standpoint and helping you understand that not only are you a body that shares lots of messages as to when you're in alignment with your soul, your inner guidance, but then also the way the body speaks to you to let you know maybe you just need to take a pause and think a little bit more about the direction. And then also I'll be sharing my medical intuitive skills. John will be sharing his skills as a psychic medium. Lauren will be sharing her skills as well. Each one of us is going to have a drawing for a free reading in our particular segment. And then I think the coup de grace of everything is the fact that you're going to get to have an opportunity to have all three of us in a question and answer period of time. So lots of diversity of how information is going to be shared, tremendous opportunities, a way for you to get up close and personal. And you know, the same thing with us, for us to be able to share very closely with you. These kind of events are very special to the three of us because it does allow us to really get in and interact and feeds our soul as we hope it feeds your soul. So if you are interested in attending the event in Andover, Massachusetts, April 9th, you can go to my website, www.reitberger.com. You can go to the What's New section. I have a section there. Just click on the little icon there. It'll take you right to registration. And I do encourage you, we've been having wonderful ticket sales. So again, I encourage you, if this is something you want to know more about, go to the website. John will share his website information. Go to the website, find out more, and sign up quickly, because we would like to really be able to spend a full day with you and just sharing. So anyway, you can also, I forgot to mention, you could go to circlesofwisdom.com. That's the bookstore, wonderful lady that's going to be sponsoring the event. So www.ritberger or John Holland, John will share that, or www.circlesofwisdom. Well, I'm going to go through an introduction of who John is for any of you that are new to John and his work. But I wanted to start out by sharing a little story about how I came to meet John. I really didn't know of him, frankly, when I had heard his name before. I was at a Hay House event, an I Can Do It event, and happened to get on a bus with a person, really a group of people, and there was just something about John. You know, all of us experience those times when we just seem to lock eyes with someone that we seem to know, but we really don't know how we know. And then also there was just something about him that I just felt very comfortable and very kindred to him. And what I realized is, as we started to talk, is that here's a person who touches the other side in the work that he does, but a person who touches the other side in his own experiences and having a near-death experience. It's almost like it's a, you know, a kindred soul, yaya-hood, that anyone that is touched or works with the other side, there's just a knowing that what we experience in life is just a great gift and opportunity to learn, but there's so much more behind it. So I was intrigued with him. I was fascinated by him. I wanted to know more about him. When we got off the bus, we, you know, said goodbye. I didn't even think that at any point in time it would go any further, but you know how universe works. And I started reading about him and I said, oh my goodness, this is a person that I have known many, many lifetimes. So having said that, I was so excited to be able to have him on the show today. And now what I'd like to do is I'd like to tell you he is a Hay House author. He's the author of actually 5 books, Born Knowing, Psychic Navigator, 101 Ways to Jumpstart Your Intuition, Power of the Soul, and then his latest one, The Spirit Whisperer Chronicles of a Medium. And what I want to do with this is all of John's books really give you a candid insight into who the man is, but also a very, his style is rich with information, teaching you lots of tools that you can use. And, the more I read about John, the more I realized that, everybody can learn from him, and that was the deep kindredness as well. He's really a world-renowned psychic medium. He's one of the most respected mediums, not only for his accuracy, but I find as a man, his gentleness, his compassion, to be able to connect with you, to connect with those on the other side, and very eloquently, sensitivity, to be able to share information with you that can give you the answers that you're looking for. And that's the rare opportunity we're going to get to have in my show, to be able to ask John those questions. So again, all of John's books that I mentioned are available on hayhouse.com or amazon.com. I want to start, before I actually say hello, John, I want to share something that he actually is an excerpt from his book. There's a special language that transcends space and time, a language that's not constrained by the limitations of just words, but one that consists of signs, symbols, energy, and thought, a language that can only be heard when one truly listens. It's the language of the Spirit Whisperer. John, thank you so much for joining me today.
Hey, that's a good, that's pretty good writing. Pretty good. But what an introduction. Thank you, Carol. Hi, everyone. But beautiful introduction. Thank you, Carol. Glad to be here.
You are so welcome. My pleasure, my pleasure. Well, as I mentioned when I first started the show, John and I are going to be sharing stage at an event that's happening in Andover. But really what I want to do is, unlike a lot of John's books that I found, The Born Knowing is a book really about John's story and how he started the process of really understanding who he is, and probably in a lot of ways becoming kind of reckoning who you are, male body, psychic medium, extremely sensitive and compassionate, really trying to get in your skin, weren't you, John?
Yes. Yeah, the Spirit Whisperer is part 2 of Born Knowing, just an FYI. But the Born Knowing, the way Hay House works, is they needed a book about the intro into the public about myself, and that's where Born Knowing came from, what I was like as a child, how I almost passed away in an automobile accident. And by the way, Carol, a near-death experience, you had one, because your heart actually stopped, correct?
That is correct.
Right, I didn't. Mine should have stopped from when I looked at the car, but I walked away from the automobile accident, so it was a near fatal accident, but not a near death. I haven't had the experience of dying and coming back, nor do I want to at this time. Okay, but Born Knowing talks about that and some of the people that how I fought disability, Carol, because I was always the strange one as a child, the one that my parents looked at different. You know, kids would tease me. So I talk about that and how I went on to continue to do this work anyways, and how the automobile accident awoke the abilities. Because I believe, Carol, some things are meant to happen. What you do about the situation is the free will part. And I use that accident to change my life. And there were wonderful stories in there of people's lives that were touched by people on the other side coming through me. So it's a great introduction. And it also helps people who are new to the subject also of psychic development or mediumship.
Now, Spirit Whisperer takes it to the next step. It really yes. goes in, and it really, you know, is very revealing. And anyone who has intuitive abilities, no matter how developed or how comfortable they are, we all, I know I was just intrigued with the fact that you were born with this ability, and that always intrigues me because my disclaimer or my life pattern is if it isn't hard and it isn't difficult and I don't have to die, then I'm not going to recognize it. But with you, with the Spirit Whisperer, you really go in and you share the journey itself, don't you, John?
I do. And there's some things in there, Carol. The Spirit Whisperer, it's about the past 8 years since Born Knowing came out, but also it goes back and forth in time. There are some things in Spirit Whisperer that I didn't put in Born Knowing because I felt that the audience needed to know me first before I start talking about being watching the Transfiguration, which I talk about, which I've seen in England, where a spirit can place their face over the medium's face, you know, through ectoplasm, some of the things that I witnessed over there. So I felt that the audience needed to get to know me, which they have now. I have a good following after 8 years. So the Spirit Whisperer, a lot of people say, you know, Carol, when I was writing the book, there's a lot of stories in there. And when I do mediumship, Carol, I can't get too emotional because I'll be no use to anyone if I'm breaking down crying, if the person in the audience is crying, as much as I want to do that with them. But writing it was also very personal, and it brought up a lot of stuff, especially when I did the Shirtwaist Factory on A&E when they blindfolded me. So reliving that through my words again. So it was emotional, it was fun, and the spirit, you know, the Spirit Whisperer, it pretty much catches you up to date of where I'm at right now.
Well, and the other thing is that so often in the work, when we're working with someone else, I know as a medical intuitive, you know, not only do we share information with them, but they help us in our own healing, and they provide the forum for us to refine who we are and to take the next step. And that's the thing that I found that really, you just opened up to the point that, you know, this is a journey. This isn't a destination. Just when you get to the place where you think you may be comfortable or this is it, then something unfolds. And I found when I went through the book and read the book myself, I found that, you know, it was very validating for me. And I hope all of my listeners also from the standpoint that this is a process, isn't it, John?
Oh, absolutely. It's a process. The people realize too, you know, Carol, a lot of people think because of what I do or what you do that we can answer any metaphysical question that somebody has, but people forget too, we're just human. We're yes, we have a soul that comes with the body, but people forget that you're a man, that you're a woman, that we're just people. We're blood going through us, and I try to tell people that. But when people read the Spirit Whisperer, it's just like when people come up to me, Carol, I'm still the same man that started out writing, and I've been doing this work 17 years. I'm very approachable in the book. The Spirit Whisperer is also many chapters in there. You go from reincarnation to after-death communication to spiritualism. There's so much to psychic children, to animals. Every chapter in there is the questions that so many people have asked me over the years, and so I finally broke it down. So we all love our pets. So, you know, that's a big section. I'm a big pet advocate, animal advocate, too, you know, and I help the agencies here, the SPCA and some other animal shelters here. But anything you want to know, and you could choose any chapter you want to read. So It's a good read and great, another good introduction for someone who's never, because I'm not a woo-woo medium, Carol, as you know. When people come to see me, if they come to the April 9th, I don't come levitating out on the stage. There's no wings in the back of me. I'm just a guy who's very sensitive, who has the ability to connect to the other side. And I want people to, they don't need to be nervous when they come to these kind of events. And just like the I Can Do It events, Carol, you know this, I so many people are afraid to come alone to these events. They're like, well, I don't know, and you know, some people have never gone to these. This is where it's okay to come alone. This is where you're going to meet many friends, and hopefully friends for life.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's that kind of questions that we all have that we find ourselves being called to certain events. And I know with the Finding Your Way, what we'll notice is each one of the people that come, whether they're in a group or they come by themselves, when you come into a space like that, it's because you are a part of that creating the space, that it's that kindredness. It's those soul groups. It's like you and I on the bus or others that are going to all of a sudden just feel like, oh my goodness, this just feels so comfortable. It feels home. It feels safe haven. I can ask my questions. I don't have to worry about what people are thinking and everything. And events such as I Can Do It or the event we're doing or other events that people go to, remember that maybe that fear inside comes in and goes, oh my gosh, am I going to come back different? Am I going to, you know, have to alter? Are people going to ask me because I'm so different? What happened to you? But it is the fact that it does allow us to reconnect at a very different level. And one of the things that I found that I know I get all the time is this topic of reincarnation. And again, as with you, I know in touching your energy, this isn't about asking people to change their belief system or to forego their religious belief or anything. It's just offering them a different opportunity to look at the fact of realizing that your soul is eternal and that the time on earth is really a gift, isn't it, John?
Oh, it's a blink. It's a blink of an eye, really. And I try to tell people what they do here. Is so very important because it'll depend what happens to you on the other side, what level you go to. So, yeah, it's very, very important.
Very important. And for any of you who, you know, are curious about, you know, the path of the role of animals or the path or the process that they have in our life, John and I are going to talk a lot more about animals because we both have little dogs that we're just really crazy about. But they are also part of the stabilizer of who we are. They give to us in an unconditional way, and they just allow us to be very, very human. I remember at one point in time, very quickly, not to divert, but I remember doing an event with Joan Borisenko, and Joan had a head cold, and she was just absolutely miserable. And you can probably relate to this, John, because we are very human. And Joan said to me, Carol, how can I go out there because people see me as being spiritual? And if I'm spiritual, then I'm not supposed to get sick and I'm not supposed to have a bad day and I'm not supposed to be sad. And yet, like John said, and we're all just human. John's here doing his work. I'm doing mine. So it's a great opportunity for John and I and all of you on the air to be able to listen to us. So we're going to talk more about the different aspects of John, about the Spirit Whisper, but I have a full panel board here right now, John. So let's go in, and if you're ready to take questions. Hi, Beth from Maine. Thanks for calling us. You have a question for John?
Hi. Yeah, this is really a trip that John is on your show. Carol, I had no idea that he was going to be on until you started talking. I got a intuitive thought when you said you had a very special guest. It was John, and lo and behold, you announced John. I was listening to John's show Monday, and you were on, and this is really synchronistic, not coincidental, that I happened to get through. And I got to thank you so much, and I thank Spirit for allowing me to get through.
Well, you are welcome, and you know, most important, sweetie, thanks for following your inner guidance, because see, it just all worked. What question do you have for John?
Well, hi, John. I sense a spirit. I see my dog sees the spirit. I sense that it's a male spirit. My stereo goes on by itself. Not all the time, just every now and then. However, in February, it went on 3 times in 1 month, and my computer gets messed up sometimes, quite often, actually.
Okay.
And I'm wondering what you might pick up on.
Well, so what is your first name?
Beth.
Beth?
Beth.
B-E-T-H, yes?
Yes.
Okay, Beth. You know, Beth, too, it could be you also. You could have such a strong psychic antenna that you could be manipulating the energy things that are around you. But what I tell a lot of people, Beth, too, is like the other day, I got up from my couch and my TV went off. Now, a lot of people would think that would happen with me a lot. It doesn't. So I got up, and I know I wasn't sitting my butt on the control. So the TV just went off, and I just went, hello. And I didn't go into a chant or a deep meditation and say, who are you? You know, I just acknowledged it. But what you can do, Beth, is if you feel, if it's a dad or a grandmother or something, a good thing to do, Beth, is to say, is it you, Dad? Do it again. Show me in another way. Is it you, Grandma or Mom? Show me in another way.
I did do that. I did do that, John. I thought it might be a past friend, and he had given me a couple of a Gumby and Pokey figure, and I asked him because, you know, if it's you, Dennis, move the Gumby. Show me a sign. Do something. Move the Gumby. But Gumby hasn't moved. And I don't think it's anybody I know.
Right. Well, for them to manipulate a physical object, too, Beth, start a little smaller, darling, okay? Next, you're going to be asking Gumby to levitate, okay? It's okay to say, can you bring me a scent? Because, Beth, it could be you could have a dream of someone. It could be a warmth feeling you feel around you. They can blink a light. Yes, granted, they can move things, too. Some people find pennies. But start a little lower, darling. I appreciate and respect your high expectations, but it's okay to ask, come into my dreams or, you know, bring me the penny. It's basically what I tell everyone, too, who is listening. Don't demand what you want. Just be open and say, if it's you, show me a sign. But make sure you got to tell them, make sure I know it's a sign, because not every falling leaf from a tree is going to be a sign, Beth. And Beth, as I'm with you, too, living or somebody passed, who's Jimmy? Who's James?
I know he's not passed. I recently met a Jim.
What, just casually? Is this somebody important in your life or that's going to be important?
No, he's casual. He's casual. He's a friend of my landlord.
No, that's too casual for me. Does anyone get the name like Jamie, Jimmy, Jenny, a J and an N or a J and an M or as in Mary, Jamie, Jenny? I just keep hearing James, or Jimmy over and over again.
Not that I can think of. Randy, that would be
Just remember that I said that, okay? But
okay.
On a side note, too, Beth, really quickly, your dad has passed, correct?
No, Dad's still here.
I got an older gentleman that wants to come through, Beth, as I'm with you, okay? Did you know your father's mother, your mother's father, please?
I was very young with my mother's father.
Right. I do feel like you got the father-grandfather influence coming through. But is your mom still here? Is your mom still here, Beth?
Yes. Yep.
Ask her, who is there a James that's associated with her? Because I swear that I keep hearing, not that I'm 100%, I mean, I'm pretty good, but it's. I want you to ask her, is there a James connection? This could be a relative you're not even familiar with. The people are
okay.
Like, well, why would that happen? Because once
you know, go ahead.
Go ahead, Beth.
No, I was going to say my mom had a cousin that I didn't know who recently passed.
Right.
I don't remember. I don't know his name, but I'll ask her.
Yeah, check the name. And as far as you with the Pokemon and Gumby, if you think it's probably the friend, you know what I mean? Because there's a lot of love going, there's a lot of love between the two of you, all right?
Yep.
It feels more than a friend, too, Beth, okay? So I'm going to put that out there. But ask them to show you in another way if it's them, okay?
Okay, all right.
All right, Beth, thank you, darling.
Thank you, John. Thank you, Carol.
You are most welcome. Thanks for calling, Beth. You know, John, it's very interesting from the standpoint that, you know, we really, as we're really kind of going, and I know I've certainly done it, when we're developing the intuition and it starts to get a little abstract where we're not really sure, a lot of times I go in and I'll say, okay, well, show me a sign, give me a test, do this, do that, and everything. And what I really find is that I'm limiting my own self. And as you were just talking with Beth, I kept listening to the fact that sometimes and a lot of the times what we're looking for comes in the things that aren't obvious. And as I heard you saying with James and so forth and keep coming back and everything, there's a real message. There's something that's going on there. So thanks for doing that. That was really exciting to be able to sit on this side as well. What I want to do is the lines are still ringing like crazy. What I would like to do is let's go ahead right now. It's a perfect time for us to jump in. Let's do a very quick commercial break. I'm going to come back and you can spend time with myself and my very special guest and friend, John Holland, psychic medium. So please come right back and we'll be taking your calls and answering your questions.
Like to learn the hidden meanings behind illness and see how a medical intuitive views illness? You can by joining medical intuitive Carol Reitberger each month on her teleclass series, Your Health. Each month she'll be featuring a different health issue and sharing the contributors behind it. You can register online at www.reitberger.com. That's www.reitberger.com.
If you have a question for Carol, call her now, toll free at 1-877-230-3062.
Have you ever wanted to talk with a medical intuitive to uncover the hidden meanings behind your aches, pains, and illnesses? Now you can. Internationally renowned medical intuitive Carol Reitberger is now offering personal and health-related readings. Discover your soul's purpose. Learn about the soul and the pre-birth agreements that you have with the people in your life. Readings can be booked online at www.reitberger.com. An hour with Carol can be life-changing.
Welcome back. If you're just joining me, boy, are you in for a show. Today, I have a very special guest, John Holland. He's an internationally renowned psychic medium, very well respected, very open, very candid, very honest. Like John said in the first segment, you know, this isn't about he or any of us that does this work always having to be right. It's about sharing the information and pretty much staying out of our own way and allowing the information to come forward. We talked about being human. That's something that I would encourage all of you to remember about yourself as your intuition develops at an even faster pace. A lot of the energy of 2011 is all about finding your way, which leads me right into the segment that I wanted to invite you from the standpoint that John and Lauren Rainbow and myself are going to actually be doing an event April 9th in Andover, Massachusetts. It's called Finding Your Way, Intuitive Messages from the Mind, Body, and Soul. And it's going to be an all-day event. It's going to give you a chance to actually dialogue with us. We love it as much as we hope that you do. We're going to actually participate in a panel. Lots of information. Free drawings are going to be given away. But, you know, it's even more. It gives us a chance in the segments that each of us are going to be working with to really interact with you. And we're going to be doing readings as we're doing right now on the show and sharing information and having the opportunity to really get into the depth of what we're doing. So if you are interested in learning more about the Andover event, April 9th, and finding your way, you can go to my website, www.reitberger.com. You can go to www.circlesofwisdom.com. Registration information is there. And then I'm going to have John share also information on how to be able to get to his website. John is a Hay House author. He's the author of the book, The Spirit Whisperer. It's his latest book. All of his books are available through hayhouse.com or amazon.com, as well as your local booksellers. I read his book from cover to cover. And, you know, what started me wanting to really read his book is that the minute that I listened, I read the title, there was something inside that said, you know, Carol, you can learn something here. You can learn something about yourself. You can learn something about what it's like being on the other side. The questions that I have, that being intuitive, I still have difficulty sometimes finding because I get in my own head, I make life complex, whatever it may be. And what I realized is I went cover to cover in that book very, very quickly. For me, I went in and I thought, this is what this is all about. Here is a man who is born with these wonderful abilities, who as a male has had to really overlook his childhood conditioning, to be able to step outside of that conditioning, all the dramas and traumas every single one of us has, and to really walk into his truth. So it is really with pleasure that I am sharing John with you today, and he is taking your calls. So if you have questions that you would like to ask John, we're available at 877-230-3062. That good number is good in the U.S. and Canada, and then also same for international callers. So, John, we were in the break. We were talking a little bit about the fact, as I was so relating to Beth from the standpoint that I really do ask many times for Spirit to give me that all-knowing sign that this is exactly what it is. And we were talking about the fact that Spirit speaks in a very gentle, sometimes an innocuous way, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very subtle. They can come, and I talked about this, and well, there's another section, and they're called Heaven's Calling Cards, is what I call them, because you may have a different calling card from your dad or a best friend or a child, and I give many signs, whether they are the shiny pennies that people find, or the feathers that people find, or the dreams that they have of someone, or the electricity is another way that they come through, or subtle smells, cologne, cigars, pipe tobacco. They're very subtle. And I was just joking with Carol, with you also, Carol, that somebody's mom, some people say, well, why can't my mother show up in front of me? And I say, come on, people. What's going to really happen if your mother shows up in front of you? You would die. You would also die of shock. It's very, very subtle. And most people don't realize this, Carol, that they take those on the other side, they take their cues from you. If they know that you're going to get emotional by them sending a sign or putting themselves in your dream to show you that the life really do goes on, they're going to wait, because two sisters could be, this happens all the time, two sisters are in my audience, and one says, why does my mom always come to her and never to me? And I said, well, which one of you is the emotional one? And the one who asked me that question, the one the mother doesn't come to, is the emotional one. I said, that's because she's taking the cues from you. And if they can't get through to the family, they're going to go to a neighbor. Many times a neighbor will come over to someone and say, I keep dreaming of your dad. Well, that's because he can't get through to his own family, so he goes to someone who's outside the family. They know what they're doing on the other side, Carol. It's us that have a problem interpreting or realizing that we're even getting a message. You could have a smell of, one time there's this woman's house smell with the smell of roses. In December, in the winter, on the East Coast, her mom passed away in December. On the anniversary of her passing, her house smelled of flowers, and her mom grew prize roses. And the woman, I asked her, and I said, and this is also in the Spirit Whisper, and I said, what did you think that was, darling? She said, I thought it was the Glade Solid. She thought it was air freshener from a neighbor. And I joked with her, and I said, you mean the air freshener went through the neighbor's house, through the snow, through the blizzard, and filled up your house? And she says, I didn't know what to think, because we're human. We try to explain it away all the time.
We do. We really, and again, it's subtle, but we really try to make it so complex. We were laughing and talking about that as well. You know, it's almost as if we make it complex, then if something really happens, we can believe it and trust ourselves, which is a lot of what we're going to be talking about in our own ways and our own skills on the Finding Your Way, is that the intuitive, that inner guidance, those subtleties, we have to learn to trust it and not always question it and making it difficult. So again, a very special guest with it. You know, John, you mentioned several times dreams. Dreams are really a portal in which those on the other side are able to communicate with us, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's when you're, why the dreams? Because it's the easiest. Your mind, your conscious mind takes a break. And it doesn't analyze it. A dream can just happen. So that's an easy way for them to step into your dream. Not every single dream you have of your loved one is going to be them. If it is your loved one, they're happy, they're healthy, and it's usually a colorful and short dream. If you're having a dream of a relative that is trapped or they're not happy, that's usually you working out your own bereavement issue with the person that you lost. So dreams are very subtle. I recommend everybody keep a dream journal. I have a lot of my symbols that I get now psychically that have come through when I do dream interpretation. And I never went to school for dream interpretation, but dreams are a wonderful resource, not just for psychic ability or mediumship or spirit communication. Your dreams can talk about something that's wrong in your body. your dreams can talk about something wrong in your business life. You know, and they do try. Your dreams do try to help you, and you know, it comes through your, you know, the dreams and your soul.
Absolutely, and especially now with all the change that we have that's happening so quickly, not only in our individual lives, but just kind of this consciousness that's moving so quickly, our dreams really can help us understand where we are in our own movement, the things that we're working with, but they also can help us tap into the messages from the other side that can offer those little golden moments of insight that maybe there's been something that you've been struggling with in your waking time that those on the other side would say to you, it doesn't have to be this hard here. Look at it this way. So again, as John said, right now, I mean, dream journaling is always important because of the symbolism and the metaphors associated with it. If you're not familiar with dream interpretation, there's a lot of wonderful books. I would encourage you to, you know, purchase John's books through hayhouse.com or amazon.com. But learn more about your dreams. And people will say to me all the time, and they may to you, John, also is, I can't remember my dreams, or I can't remember all of my dreams. Interestingly, I've found is that you don't have to remember all the nitty gritty or the details, but what you are to remember that is very, very impactful for your life are those subtle things, that symbol, isn't it, John?
Absolutely. And it's not necessarily, what's more important is the emotional state of the dream. Were you happy? Sad? And a good thing to do is do not put your foot on the floor until you write down something if you remember your dream. Everybody dreams, Carol, and you know this. Everyone has to dream because we do. And I find that when I'm journaling about my dreams, I dream more and more and more. When I don't journal, I don't have them. Or when I'm so caught up in the physical world, when I haven't meditated, when family issues or financial issues are grabbing you down, that's when I don't dream. I dream when I'm in a peaceful place, usually, and when I start to dream journal, your dreams become easier. It's amazing. I used to dream all the time. Now it's sporadic because I don't journal as much as I used to because I had a family illness. I got caught up here, and, you know. But your dreams are there, a wonderful resource. You just got to start writing about them. And also, in The Power of the Soul, I talk about dream incubation. If something is going on in your life, you can't find any help, your dreams will help you. You write it down, and not a yes or no, will my boyfriend leave me? That's not what it's about. The better way to do it is, please give me information on how to better handle my relationship with my boyfriend. And then that's the way to do it. Do it over a couple of nights. You will have some type of dream, and it might not be you and your boyfriend in the dream. It could be a cat and a dog fighting. It could be something, but there is definitely, because dreams aren't so simple. They're symbolic. They come through symbols. But once you start journaling your dreams, it gets easier and easier, and the dreams are easier for you to remember.
Absolutely. And what you'll find is in that process also is that so much of what we're personally working on, I call it the cleaning the closets of our dreams that we've been buried with the choices or the minutiae of the day, dreams are a very, very cleansing way for us to be able to get through the clutter of the day and then to be able to open up other possibilities. So when you're looking at dreams, then you can start to, from what you're hearing from John, looking at all the different expressions and the avenues for you to be able to find the answers that you're looking for. This is just a flavor of what John is going to be sharing in our all-day event on how does spirit communicate with us and how can we use those subtle messages that we get in order to be able to access our inner guidance, to be able to move ourselves forward, but not only just about us, but do it in an authentic, compassionate, passionate way to the point where we can actually be the change that we would like to see, not only in our own behavior, but in the behavior of others. So just a flavor of what's going to be taking place on April 9th in Andover, Massachusetts, Finding Your Way, Intuitive Messages from the Mind, Body, and Spirit again. So I've given out my website, www.ritberger.com. John, why don't you share, how can the listeners get in touch with you, your website, and so forth?
It's easy. johnholland.com. Just John Holland. And hollandlikethecountry.com, and you go to the calendar section, you'll see Finding Your Way. But there's so much on there, Carol, because I have a tarot deck that I designed that came out in 2009. That's one of Hay House's bestsellers, and it's still one of the top 10 in tarot decks on Amazon. People can go to my site and choose a card for the day, and the card automatically comes out with the meaning. It's you can go there every single day for your own special card and ask a question. There's an affirmation that's a new affirmation every day on my site. Ways to sign up for my inspirational newsletter that I do every other week, where I'm on Hay House Radio, everything they want. I wanted it interactive, and there's a lot of Q&A on there because a lot of times, Carol, doing radio interviews, people can't have a chance to call in. They wish they could ask that one burning question. Maybe your question is under one of my frequently asked questions. So johnholland.com.
Very, very good. Now, you also have your own radio show. Why don't you tell them about that?
Right. It's Monday, every Monday, 3 p.m. on the East Coast, 12 p.m. Pacific, and it's called Spirit Connections, and I've had it's 6 years this year that I've been doing this show, and it's every Monday, and I never thought I could commit to something like that, but I love it because it goes around the world. People call in. I have guests like you on, and also I do readings on every show usually. So that's hayhouseradio.com. You listen right through the computer just like we're doing now.
And I want to tell all of you that the tarot deck that John is talking about is really what I call eye candy. It is something that is very beautifully done. I own a deck. I actually pull a card every day, John. So you're with me every day, honey, when we do this. And it's just amazing. And, you know, I do this work, and John does this work, and John may experience it. But it's just amazing how when I start the day in that place and pull a card, it is exactly what I need for the day. So let's go in. I want to take a couple of more calls, sure. And then I do want to talk about your little coda and so forth. But let's go ahead and let's go for Annika in Palm Springs. Hi, how are you?
Hi, Carol.
Hi, sweetie. John. Thanks for calling me.
Thank you so much for answering.
You have a question for John.
I sure do. Hey, John.
Hello, Annika.
I missed you 2 weeks ago while I waited for an hour.
on my radio show?
Yeah. I called in, but I waited and waited, and you even said, hi, Annika, but it didn't go through.
Okay. I get a lot of calls on that show.
I know you do, but I'm sure that's why I followed you here.
Right. What's your question, darling?
It's that divine timing.
Yes. My father, I woke up a couple of months ago, and I saw and I felt my father's hands on my arm.
Beautiful.
And I heard a voice that said, that's the second time I've tried to get your attention.
Okay.
And I was wondering, is he just letting me know? I know that he's around me, but does he have a message for me?
Well, apparently he's trying to get through, Annika. You know what I mean? He's trying
right.
to get through. So he's trying to get your attention to the point where he's actually, you know, and it was probably just a gentle touch. And a lot of people, Carol and Annika, they were like, what's the message? Sometimes it's stop grieving for me. I'm right here.
Right.
Or sometimes it's as simple as I love you. A lot of people think it's this mind-blowing, earth-shattering message. When in fact, all it is usually, Annika, is I love you. I'm here for you. Aren't you his only daughter, Annika?
No, I have a sister.
Are you the oldest?
The youngest.
Okay, well, I always get, because I'm getting a number one with you. That always means to me favorite or only, okay?
Yes.
All right, where's your dad from?
Holland.
Okay, all right. And did he make it to the States or no, please?
Just for a visit.
Right. Okay, and Annika, am I right in saying here, when your dad passes, why do I feel not a lot of time to say goodbye? Is this his heart that took him?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't feel like, you know, when some people have cancer, it's expected that they may pass or it's a lengthy illness. I don't feel like that with your dad. I feel like, how long has he been gone, Annika?
It's been since 1997.
Right. Okay. He could be coming back to you also to say, you know, I love you, but I don't feel like there was a goodbye. You know what I mean? Did your dad not get to say goodbye to you, Annika?
Correct.
Yeah, okay, so yeah. This is what he's doing. But he's also, see, he's here, all right? I didn't
right.
know if I was going to connect with him or him connect with me, because this doesn't come from me, it comes through me.
Sure.
Isn't his brother already there, Annika?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, because he's saying, tell him I'm with my family. Tell her I met my brother, who probably passed before him or close to him. He's fine, but I don't want you to get hung up. What's the message? Is he trapped? Is he scared? You know that's not true, Annika.
Oh, absolutely.
Right? Okay, and Annika, are you still teaching?
No, I'm not.
Okay, you understand that?
Yes, I do. That's okay. Why I'm laughing.
Okay, it's because he's making me aware. Talk about her teaching. Talk about her teaching. But he's also making me aware of here, too, Annika. Even though you're the youngest daughter, I feel a lot of responsibility on you with the family, Annika. I don't
yes.
know. I'm not sure if that means financial, mental, physical, but I know he's thanking me for what you've done. I don't know if it was for your mom or for the rest of the family, but I want you, Annika, right now, take some time for you now, Annika, okay?
Okay.
He's saying
yes.
to me, he's saying, I can hear you, sir, all right? I like this guy. All right, he's talking about here, whose birthday is before April, Annika?
My mother's.
When is her?
March 28th.
Okay, so she's still here, yes?
And no, she's with him, maybe.
Okay, they're telling me to take some time for you, but I want to make sure. He said before the April birthday, so March 28th. Hurry up, okay? I want you to, I don't care if it's a massage, Annika, or to just, you live in Palm Springs?
Yes, I do.
Oh, you can't get wrong there. I used to go to the Canyon Ranch Marriott. You know that one?
Oh, yes.
Yes, okay. I don't care. Go for a facial. Treat yourself. They just want you to be happy and for you to start taking care of yourself, okay?
Absolutely.
All right, Annika. Thanks, darling.
And by the way, James, I think, was my neighbor who died a year ago.
The caller before this. Okay,
yes.
Maybe he just jumped the line.
I think he did.
Okay. Thanks, Annika.
Thank you so much, John. Thank you, Carol.
You are most welcome, sweetie. You know, they do jump the line every so often. You know, that's one of the things that I'm sure John has said is that they come in, and once they come in and they get this kind of portal to be able to come in, woo, they'll just come in all over and they'll jump the line and do everything else with it. John, you have very quickly, I want to share with everybody, The Spirit Whisperer, absolutely a phenomenal book. I've talked about it. I'm going to share a little bit more about it. But one of the things that you've heard John say throughout the show is he's talked about the different chapters. And that's one of the things I would like to encourage each of you to purchase his book, because each chapter is a story in itself. It's a standalone as far as the chapter and the way it appears, but it really very exquisitely leads you into the process of taking a step and then another step and then another step. One of the things that you talk about, John, is you talk about Coda, your beautiful little dog that you're madly in love with.
Yes.
Well, and how, you know, Carol, and how animals,
yeah.
Go ahead.
And I never thought I was going to bring, when I got my dog, and I waited 13 years to get one because I had a dog as a child that was taken away from us because of a family issue. We had to move, and it was a sudden move. Second one, I lost the dog in a relationship, didn't pass away, and I said, you know what, I'm never having another animal being taken away from me. I'm going to wait until it's time. So 13 years later, I was home one night, and I said, you know what, I think it's time. And I used to have a West Highland Terrier, so I found that breed to be quite fun. And, you know, she was great, my first one. And I get this dog, and he totally changed my life. And I knew he would, but he teaches me to play, teaches me to I wish I could live my dog's life. He goes to bed early. He's fed well. He eats right, goes to bed early, stretches that yoga stretch in the morning, starts his day, doesn't worry about the past, not the future. All he's worried about is, I got to go do my business, and where's my food? You know, so he focuses on the now. Because of my dog, I travel a lot, Carol, and I live in a condo, and I never knew my neighbors. I mean, I'm coming and I'm going, but because of Coda, I started walking him. I can't tell you the friends that I have met on my street that have dogs. These people have helped me in more ways than I could have ever imagined. When my mom was almost passed away in June, it was my dog people that were there for me to make sure that I was eating, to take care of Coda, to make sure I had food in my refrigerator. It was just the best. And I started getting into animals, and I met an animal communicator named Danielle McKinnon. I did a charity event in 2009 for the SPCA and Cochico Valley Humane Society, raised $36,000 just because I wanted to give back for the joy that this little white dog gave me. And now, Carol, I don't know if you know this, now a few times a month, I've already started, I work at a vet clinic.
I did not know that.
Yep, I work at a veterinarian clinic. I don't get paid for it, but I wear the scrubs and I follow the vet techs. I watched operations. I saw teeth cleaning. I saw the animals that came in. I was with the vet techs and saw them for the appointments. I don't know why I'm doing this, Carol. my soul has drawn me to do this. So somehow, some way, animals are very special to me, and they continue to be. That's why people forget that animals go over to the other side. They have souls. And we get an animal because we think we just want a pet. There's so much more to that. Daniel McKinnon, who taught me this, we have a contract with that animal. And that it's not just about us with the animal. The animal has a contract with us. They're working out some of their stuff with us also. So fantastic read. And that's why I put a whole chapter, because some people don't have children like me. Our animals are our children. And and one quick big tip, I don't dress them in sweaters. I don't, maybe if it's cold, but one good tip for everyone is, Danielle told me this, animals appreciate you letting them be animals, not a little furry thing, not a little human with fur. Yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. And the thing that I find very rewarding also with my little girl, Bojé, is the fact that when we meet people like you do with Coda or I do with Bojé, I can be me. I don't have to be on. I don't have to be, there's no expectations. We talk dogs. It's very interesting how people talk dogs or they talk cats. But what it does is it just allows me to be very human, to be very open, to be able to experience not only the love for Bojé as you do with Coda, but it opens up a different perspective of who we are. Very, very healing. And I think it's really important, as John said, that, you know, so many times people will call and they'll say, Carol, I found this dog and this dog seems like it really wants me, but I really don't want it. And I think it's important for people to know that they do have contracts with us and that they are very healing. They don't protect themselves the way we do as humans. They don't put themselves in harm's way. And if they find themselves there, they do exactly what is needed in order to be able to make friends or survive, whatever it is. And unlike us as humans that we just go in and tackle everything, we can learn a lot from animals. And the stretching, oh my goodness, John, I so relate to the stretching. You probably, like me, sit a lot at a computer, and I forget that when I get up, Carol, you should stretch, and my little Beau stretches for me, reminds me. How about Coda?
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, he'll remind me if I'm working too hard, especially if I'm writing. And this is, you're thinking, well, what does this have to do with spiritual? It does. When I'm writing, if I'm writing a book or if I'm down my office in the basement, locking myself away, he will come down, sit beside me, and look at me, and basically I can hear his dog practically saying, what about me? Can you take a break for 20 minutes, pal? So, you know, he gets me out of, he breaks my OCD, in other words, so which is great. But they're here to teach us. Not just us teach them, okay? But it works both ways. I don't care if you have a cat, a dog, a bird, a snake, a rat. It doesn't matter. There is something there why you're in a relationship with this dog, with this animal.
Well, absolutely. And, John, it has been a pleasure. And Yolanda, Martha, Kim, thank you for staying on the line. I'm sorry we weren't able to get to your calls. All of you, it's been very special to have psychic medium John Holland on the show. John does have a Monday radio show on HayHouseRadio.com called Spirit Connections. It's at 12 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. You can always go to his website, www.johnholland.com. Nothing complex about it and so forth. So, and then all of you, I invite you to please go to our websites, check out the Finding Your Way event, register soon so we can spend a day with you. John, it has been a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you, Carol. Anytime.
My pleasure. Now, if any of you would like to re-listen to this show or you'd like to be able to share it with your friends, you can always go to my archives at www.ritberger.com. It's going to be posted on Friday, and then you'll be able to re-listen to the show. Again, please go and purchase the book, The Spirit Whisperer. It will give you answers. Come visit John, Lauren, and myself in April. And thank you all. Have a wonderful, wonderful week, and I'll see you on the radio next Wednesday. Light and love.
You've been listening to The Carol Reiberger Show. Join Carol next week and every week at 10 a.m. Pacific Time on ContactTalkRadio.com. To contact Carol, visit her website at www.reiberger.com. That's www.ritberger.com. See you soon.